Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Quirk. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Art Quirk. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Schmidt reaches second base with a double. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Art Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk bunts towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Robinson steals third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Quirk covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotier hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0-for-1 in the game. Osteen hits a pop-up beyond short. Adair can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Schmidt moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Art Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-0 in the game. Quirk bunts towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Triandos moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotier takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Westock now pitching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Westock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Temple reaches second base with a double. Triandos scores. Stock goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Claude Osteen. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Green now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Triandos is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin pinch runs for Dale Long. Jim King pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel pinch hits for Fred Green. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.